Chapter 29. Going back up the route was much easier than coming down it. The current was with them. It was not one micron more pleasant. They emerged in the succession pool under orange Yavin light. On the way up, Anakin had noticed an interesting thing. Vuorapung existed for him now. Not in the Force, not with the clarity that the Force offered, but he was there. A shadow of fury cast from the lambent to Anakin's mind. That wasn't all. He also felt the confused, staticky hum of the hundreds of Yuuzhan Vong around him. The noise cut in and out, like a bad comm transmission, but it was undeniably there. It wasn't the Force, but it was something, and he could see their works with new eyes. His gaze was drawn to details in the living structures around him he hadn't noticed, or cared to notice, before. With Rapung, Anakin slipped into the shadows. "Your Jedi is still in this Damutek?" Rapung asked. Anakin concentrated. Tahiri was there, but every day she became fuzzier, harder to pinpoint. Now he barely heard her at all. "She hasn't moved," Anakin replied. "She's that way," he pointed. Rapung grimaced. "That's not the core laboratories of the shaping compound. It's where I feel her." Rapung rubbed his flat nose. "It makes sense. It's where her quarters are, her personal chambers. If she keeps the work on the Jedi close to her, and hopes it will go unseen, she would do it there." "Why would she want that?" Anakin asked. "I don't know. I don't understand the way of shapers. And yet she was always secretive in what she did. She was always nervous." His voice softened slightly. "Always doing things she shouldn't. Like having an affair with you." Rapung's nostrils contracted until they were nearly closed, but he chopped his head once. "Yes, speak no more of it. Come, infidel. Lead on. I know the direction, but not the way." Without another word, Rapung padded off. An opening in the wall parted for him. The Shaper compound was an eight-armed star with the pool in the center. The corridor they entered took them up one of the arms. Within, the compound was illuminated by phosphorescence, punctuated by the occasional lambent that sparked to life when Rapung came near. A faint smell of seaweed and lizard permeated the corridors, which were at turns quite regular and wildly asymmetric. The pool was not the crosswalks of the place. A torus of connecting corridors joined the rays of the star and served that purpose. Anakin tensed as they met their first Yuuzhan Vong. A cluster of them stood together, discussing something he couldn't quite catch. When they saw Rapung and Anakin, they stopped and stared, but didn't say anything. "This is easier than I thought it would be," Anakin said after they were past the group. Rapung grunted. "I would have killed them if I thought it would help. But they sent the signal the instant they saw us. What are you talking about? A shamed one and a slave in a Shaper compound? Unlikely." "But they didn't scream, run?" "Shapers they may be, but they are Yuuzhan Vong. If we came to kill them, they would be dead. They know that." "So what do we expect now?" But Rapung didn't have an answer. Ahead of them, the walls, floor, and ceiling of the corridor suddenly met one another. "Whoops," Anakin managed. A quick look behind him showed the same thing. "We have seconds," Rapung said. "Do not inhale." Anakin nodded and ignited his lightsaber. The fierce purple light highlighted the mist emerging from the corridor walls. Anakin approached the obstruction and cut into it with broad strokes. Von Dune crab armor it wasn't. After the first cut, the stuff actually flinched away from his blade. In moments, he had carved a hole large enough to step through. Beyond, the corridor continued another 4 meters and ended in another dilation. This section was already full of mist. Anakin cut through that, too, but his lungs were starting to hurt now, and black spots danced before his eyes. So rather than attacking the inevitable barrier that had closed beyond the second one, he cut through the wall to his right. That spilled the pair into a large chamber, where two startled Yuuzhan Vong looked up from examining something that resembled a twined bundle of black vines as big around as Anakin's thigh. He couldn't tell if it was animal or vegetable, and he didn't care. "Which way now?" Anakin asked. Rapung stabbed a finger at the two shapers. "One of you, take me to the personal laboratories of Master Mejon Quad." The shorter of the two frowned. "You're a shamed one." Rapung reached him in two strides and struck him high in the chest, lifting the shaper from his feet and slamming him into the wall. He slumped to the floor, blood spilling from his lips. "You," Rapung said to the other, "lead us to Mejon Quad." The second shaper looked at his unconscious companion.
"Come with me," he said.
"Can they fill this chamber with gas?" Anakin asked Rapung. "Of course. However, now that we've exited the corridor they think we're in, they'll have to consult with the Domutec brain to find us. That will take time. By then, the warriors will be here. I was wondering why there weren't any guards. This is a shaper place. Warriors must be invited here, and then only in times of duress. Normally, there is no need for guards. It's been centuries since anyone invaded a shaper Domutec. Who would wish to but an infidel?" "Vua Rapung, apparently," Anakin replied. The shaper took them through a quick series of turns and then into a long, straight corridor that ended in one of the membranes that normally served as doors. "Through there," their captive said, "is the master's personal chambers, but the threshold will not open itself to any of us." "That is why I have a Jedi with me," Rapung told him, as Anakin thumbed the blade on and cut through the door. In doing so, he nearly bisected the warrior just on the other side. The Yuuzhan Vong blinked at him in astonishment, then jerked his amphistaff to an attack position. Rapung charged past Anakin, lunged beneath the warrior's not-quite-ready guard, and struck him under the chin with the deteriorating talon on his elbow. The implant jammed in the being's mandible and tore out. Rapung hardly seemed to notice, turning his attention instead to the room full of warriors beyond. Anakin leapt in behind him and turned aside an amphistaff slashing toward Rapung with the blade of his lightsaber. Rapung's attacker, recognizing the new danger, twisted the amphistaff and let it go limp. Then he whipped it underhand toward Anakin's throat. Anakin did a quick circular parry, wrapping the limp staff around his blade, and did a jumping front kick. The Yuuzhan Vong blocked that with his free hand, but some of the blow's force got through. Anakin cut his blade, dropped in at close quarters, jammed the blade emitter under the warrior's armpit, and flicked it back on. The warrior jerked and fell away, exhaling a cloud of steam. Anakin sensed a blow from behind, and without thinking he ducked, did a behind-the-back block, and felt the sharp rap of an amphistaff. He dropped, swept his unseen attacker's feet, and tumbled away from yet a third attacker. Only when he was back in the clear, preparing to meet the two, did he realize what had happened. He had sensed the Yuuzhan Vong behind him. Not as clearly as he might in the Force, but it had been good enough to save his life. They came at him with a certain caution, which gave Anakin time to notice that Vua Rapung had downed another warrior and was busily engaged with three more. That seemed to complete the count of warriors in the chamber, though others might run in from the large opening at the other end of the room. One problem at a time. One of the Yuuzhan Vong slashed at Anakin's left leg, while another did a whip-over toward his right shoulder. He leapt over the low attack and sliced his blade down the semi-rigid side of the high one. His blade hit the Yuuzhan Vong's fingers, and two of them came off. From there, Anakin lunged toward his second foe's eye. The fellow jerked his head back and yanked his amphistaff up to parry. Anakin disengaged, avoiding the parry, and finished his blow right where a human sternum would be. The Von Dune crab armor scorched, but did not split. But the blow was strong. The Yuuzhan Vong was already off balance from avoiding the thrust to his eye, and now he sprawled heavily to the ground. In those 2 or 3 seconds, Anakin's other opponent whipped the amphistaff in such a way that it coiled around Anakin's head and blade, the latter of which he had just drawn to an inner guard at his shoulder. Only turning the blade off kept him from being cut by his own weapon. But then, There was nothing to prevent the amphistaff from closing around his neck like a garrote. Anakin reached reflexively for his throat, dropping his weapon. With a cry, the Yuuzhan Vong warrior turned his back, clearly intending to heave Anakin in a hard shoulder throw and snap his neck in the process. Anakin went with the throw and came down face to face with the warrior, his neck still intact. Of course, he couldn't draw the tiniest sip of air. Almost contemptuously, the warrior lifted him from the floor, both hands still gripping the ends of the amphistaff. The Yuuzhan Vong didn't see the lightsaber lift from the floor behind him, but he did notice when the purple blade appeared in his neck. He dropped Anakin then. Unfortunately, the amphistaff continued with the business of choking Anakin, and his second foe had found his feet. Anakin managed to get his blade in hand in time to block a dozen blows from the warrior's staff before he felt his lights going out. His blood screamed for air, and his legs felt like they were made of wood. He fell away from the attack, dropped like a rag doll, and in the minute pause when his enemy thought he had really collapsed, he turned the fall into a roll that took him past the Yuuzhan Vong, where he cut both legs behind the knee. Then Anakin saw space. "How long was I out?" Anakin asked Vuor Rapung. The Yuuzhan Vong dropped the amphistaff that had been coiled around Anakin's neck. "Only heartbeats." Anakin pushed himself up. "Are there more warriors? None capable of fighting? Not in this chamber. There may be more nearby." Anakin gingerly massaged his neck. "I thought you said there wouldn't be warriors in here. I was wrong. But they must be here for some purpose. Maybe they knew we were coming, perhaps. I do not think so. These are the commander's personal troops. Wonderful. We'd better hurry this up, then. Our guide fled, but we need him no longer. We must be near now." Anakin looked around at the fallen warriors. "Not that you seem to need it," he said. "But why not take one of these amphistaffs?" "I have sworn an oath to the gods," Rapung said. "Until I am redeemed before my people, I will not lift the weapon of a warrior." "Oh, that makes sense." Anakin took a few steps and windmilled his arms, making sure everything worked. "I don't like the warriors being here," Rapung said. "I'm not fond of it myself. That's not what I meant. If they are here without the permission of the Shapers, it could mean they've come to arrest a Shaper or to take something from them. Can they do that?" Vuor Rapung rasped a laugh. "You know too little of our ways, infidel, and too little about Mejan Quad." "But what—" Anakin began. But then he got it. "Tahiri, come," Vuor Rapung said. "There is still time." "This is the place," Anakin said. "This is where they had her." His gaze searched wildly about the room. It didn't resemble a laboratory so much as a vivisectorium, each surface covered with internal organs, except some of these pulsed and mewled the way severed body parts didn't, usually. A quarter of the chamber was walled off by a transparent membrane. "She was in there," he clarified. "Of course. Where would they have gone?" "I don't see any other way out," Rapung replied. "Well, then—" But as before, he sensed something at his back. Another section of the wall had just gone transparent and permeable. Yuuzhan Vong warriors were pouring through it. Behind them, Anakin could make out the yellow of Tahiri's hair. "Tahiri," he shouted, and threw himself at the wave of enemies.